Paddington at Large by Michael Bond, read by Jean Foad.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Paddington at Large. Chapter 1. Paddington breaks the peace.
"I know I keep on saying it," exclaimed Mrs. Brown, as she placed an extremely large vegetable marrow on the kitchen scales. "But I'm sure Paddington must have been born with green paws. Have you seen this one? He's beaten his best by over half a pound."
"Hmm," said Mrs. Bird. "Well, I'll grant you one thing. Green paws are better than idle ones, and at least gardening keeps him busy. We haven't had an upset for weeks now."
The Browns' housekeeper hastily touched wood as her eyes followed the progress of a small brown figure clad in a shapeless hat and an equally disreputable-looking duffel coat as it made its way down the garden path before disappearing into a potting shed behind the raspberry canes. Mrs. Bird was never very happy about any of Paddington's activities, which took him out of her sight for far too long at a time, and Paddington's interest in gardening had lasted much too long for her peace of mind. All the same, even Mrs. Bird had to admit that for some time past things had been remarkably peaceful at No. 32 Windsor Gardens. It had all started when Paddington arrived home from the market one day carrying a giant packet of assorted seeds, which he'd bought for the bargain price of sixpence. At the time, it had seemed such good value for money that Mr. Brown had been...